discussion we had last week, there was a lot of people feeling things were set in stone. There's nothing in the design of this that's set in stone.
It's all still negotiable.
It's all still on the drawing board. We have a clean slate, and you know, we've really been bringing in as much input as we had, and the events like we're going to have tomorrow night are going to be really great for us to understand how we can bring people down there, what kind of impact that can have, how we want to organize things down there, because it's going to have places where we can have great events like this, but also places where you can kind of just go and sit and reflect and be downtown and drink a cup of coffee or have a refreshment or something.
Exactly.
Hopefully have that kind of stuff accessible to people all the time.
Yeah, and what I like about the design committee is that you guys are getting so much public input. At that forum last week, you know, I was there.
I know you are, yeah.
It was intense, but no, there was a, you know, it was really great to see so many people want to have input on this.
Yeah,
it's
it's an exciting time, and I think it'll be a great project. And you know, that's what I want people to know, is it really, you know, we have a clean slate. There's nothing that's decided. We're going to try to put all that together and come up with the best plan that keeps the best of what we've got there. Mm-hmm. You know, I know people are really passionate about the sculpture and the fountain was talked about a lot there. And
when you look at gathering as many ideas as you can and incorporating as many as you can, and I'm sorry, I don't know what all of them will be yet, but you know, two things can't occupy the same space. If they want the fountain at the same place they want
have a limited budget. We hope in the end that private funds will become available for some great projects around this, but you know, we got to start with what we've got here, and so we wanted to build the foundation for something that can really be sustained and doesn't have a lot of maintenance costs and stuff like that's real important, but it needs to be something that's really useful to the community, and I think can be these events like Hot Street Party, which has been downtown for a long time now. This is the 15th year of Hot Street Party.
I do remember the first time Joan Sehested and Anjanette came in to talk about the heart of town street party, it has gone on from then.
Well, we're really excited because, like you said, this is our 15th year, and it's really cool because we're trying to gather as many organizers of the Hot Street Parties over the 15 years to get a picture together so that we can. It's a big milestone for a little event like ours. It's not little. It's a lot to put on this event.
It is.
And so we really want to recognize everybody who's done it over the past few years and over the past 15 years. And, we have transitioned it into something charitable and, you know, raising funds for specific causes, which is great. And this year is kind of like, I was in the leadership Bartlesville class and we were deciding what our project should be to benefit Bartlesville. Uh-huh. And the green space has been such an important aspect to my generation. And you know, we want this for Bartlesville. We think that it's a step in the right direction of where we want to be as citizens of Bartlesville. And so we were like, let's do something with the green space. So when we came up with the idea of teaming up with young professionals, because I'm incoming president.
Right.
So it was just kind of a natural mesh of everything together. And I was like, why don't we turn the Hot Street Party? This will be our charitable cause this year. We get to put something, have a legacy left in Bartlesville of our time as leadership Bartlesville and as young professionals, and it just kind of was a natural mesh. So we're really excited. We have tons of new things coming up this year because we are combining two great forces. So we're going to have a cornhole tournament, a pong tournament, but the pong tournament's going to be giant pong this time. Like it's kind of cool. Like we're trying to bring some younger people out too. But then our music is Zodiac, and everyone knows who Zodiac is, and everyone loves their music. They play the widest variety.
Yeah.
Of music, and then, you know, CMT is going to be performing, as well as Dylan Everett Music Studios, as well.
Local kid talent.
Yeah, and then gymnastics. Then you know, Phillip 66 Gymnastics will be coming out too and doing it. So
all the regulars
and too.
And lots of new fun stuff. I know, lots of food trucks and beer
and we're doing something different with beer. Truity has bought us keepsake cups, so it has the Hot Street Party logo on it as well as Truity's logo, and we're going to be selling those cups for $20 a piece, and it's as much as you can drink safely. And we'll have a beer garden, and it's going to be a lot of fun. We've really upped everything this year, and so we're really looking forward to making this kind of a new, you know, another step in the process, and just really, and go, you know, getting everybody involved, the old, the young. We have the kids space still, so we're going to have people of all ages there.
Well, I think when you talk about the two organizations that you are coming together, apparently under your leadership, with the young professionals and leadership Bartlesville, both of them kind of have the attitude of, you know, but we've always done it that way, doesn't wash anymore.
Yes, in a way. And, you know, there's so many people who have been, you know, advocates for this. And John Kane is actually the one that brought the idea to my attention of bringing them together. So John said he's wanted it to happen for years. And so luckily we had three young professional members in Leadership Bartlesville.
Well, there's
this
always
year.
Been a lot of commonality.
Yeah, there's been a lot of commonality. And so it just makes natural sense that we form and together and we do something together. And so this was kind of our opportunity to kick it off. So hopefully this will lead to more collaborations in the future, not with just Leadership Bartlesville and young professionals, but with every organization.
And you're both really, you know, connected to the chamber too, which is important to acknowledge because the chamber's role in all this is so critical in creating and sustaining both those organizations.
Of course.
Being involved in the chamber leadership for a few years, I don't want to leave them out of that because, you know, I think that's a stepping stone kind of thing that we hope works. I mean, we have so many great young people that come to Bartlesville from all over the world, really. And, they don't, you know, we do a pretty good job, I think, of bringing them into Bartlesville and getting them going, but only through organizations like the Young Professionals and then Leadership Bartlesville. I mean, I think for those who stay and really get involved, a lot of times it's kind of a, you know, Young Professionals helps you start that process when you first get to town. And then a lot of them end up in Leadership Bartlesville and go on and be on local charity boards and stuff. I know you've done stuff like that. And a lot of the people do that. And, you know, it's a, such a great, process, and the chamber, you know, lead to being future changer leaders too, I'm sure.
Yeah, and that,
in our
and
community.
I'm glad you mentioned the chamber because they are pivotal in all of this. You know, without the chamber, Young Professionals wouldn't exist, as well as Leadership Bartlesville. So I'm really glad you brought that up. I mean, honestly, Leadership Bartlesville is such a great program, and it's something that I'd waited several years, and so when I did my interview for Leadership Bartlesville, John and Lacey, they were the people doing our interviews, and they were like, why haven't you done this already? I just assumed you had. So to me, it's kind of like Leadership Bartlesville opens you up to even more in Bartlesville. You see so much more, and it's pretty eye-opening, and the chamber is solely, you know, and Young Professionals exist because of the chamber, too.
All right. So. Chamber organizes it. And Leadership Bartlesville does a lot of great stuff and gets you into the community and the businesses and, you know, you really understand how things work. You go to the hospital, you do all that stuff, so you just know.
It's very eye-opening. Yeah, like, you don't think about it all, but there's so much in Bartlesville, and it's just, Leadership Bartlesville really opens your eyes to that.
That's great. Well, let's remind everybody again, the Hot Street Party's tomorrow night, Friday night at 6:30 p.m. on Silas between Price Tower and the Bartlesville Community Center, where the future green space will be. You know, another thing about that I want people to know that we haven't really even locked in on the name. I think a lot of we called it the Tower Green because we needed something to call it as it was coming together and kind of the vision from all over was coming together to create this that became the bond issue.
So many things that are out that we know of as you know, whatever the title is, had working titles, project names along the way.
Well, that may end up being the name. Who knows? Yeah. But I think we want to keep that part of it open too, and we'll have a process hopefully to involve the community in helping us select a name. I know there's a bunch of great names out there already, and I won't start that conversation today my favorites are, but I think it is one of those things we really need, you know, that we can really name it something. It needs to be something catchy, and you know, I think it needs to be really about Bartlesville. We're, you know, we're real hopeful, like the Hot Street Party is, that this was something that takes the greatest parts of Bartlesville and kind of accentuates them and puts the spotlight on them, because we know our, you know, what you've got there between the community center and the Price Tower is really bringing together Bartlesville's arts community, right? Or starting to, and whether it's entertainment and performance arts and music and having fun architecture and design, art painting, all that, sculpture potentially out there in the green space, stuff like that. I mean, it really is an exciting stuff. But that Bartlesville has a rich heritage of that kind of culture, and I think it's so that really needs to be a part of this. That's just one of my opinions. It's a that, you know, people. often hear, you know, well, we shouldn't, I hear from some, we shouldn't try to be Guthrie Green, so to speak. And it's great what that has happened down there. But you're right. We need to
our,
be
our space will be different.
It'll be our own.
Yeah.
No, it'll be our own. It'll be true to Bartlesville and our identity, and hopefully really put a spotlight on what's best here and be something that people will love for generations. I think it's
Getting back to the Hot Street Party for a minute, I just want to thank you, Brad, and Dunge's Family of Autos for being a sponsor for many years for this event. And, you know, we're really proud to have you as an honored that you've chosen our event to sponsor.
It's a partnership that goes back with the young professionals. Yeah, because leaders before you, because it does transition, and that's a great organization. I love it because I get to meet the new people in town, right? and you know, that's one thing about a third generation business is we've been here for a long time, but you guys, a lot of you didn't grow up around here. Many of you don't know who we are, and we want a way to introduce you to ourselves. What you guys do lines up so much with the stuff that we like, which is, you know, having fun, the arts downtown, whether it's some kind of sporting events we used to help you guys with, game night and stuff like that.
Whatever
it is you guys want to do to have fun and really, I see the value in what you guys do in Bartlesville, and we want you to love to be here, obviously, and hopefully stick around.
Important, isn't it? Uh-huh.
Yeah, well, great stuff. And, of course, we'll be out there tomorrow night, too, at the Hot Street Party with some vehicles and some giveaways and stuff, and really proud to do that again. We always like to come down, bring some interesting cars, let people check them out without having to come out to the lot, so look for that. And I think you can really check out a lot of great technology. We'll have some people down there who can help show you stuff if you want to see how safety equipment works, talk about Toyota Safety Sense and what that's doing now. We're on our third generation of that, I think, that, so it keeps evolving and different safety things are coming into it. But basically it's a system where you get lane guidance and cross traffic alert and pedestrian monitoring standard on most every Toyota now, and in a year or so it'll be standard on everything. And it keeps getting better, and it's just making cars safer and safer to drive. On the Ford side, we've got the hot little EcoSport, Expeditions, a good selection, I guess, is to say, of Expeditions.
And okay.
Still struggling to keep the Navigators around. The brand new Navigator is in extreme hot demand.
It's a great problem to handle.
Can't keep it. Well, I think we need a few more there. That dealers are starting to really get frustrated with that, but hopefully by the end next couple months we'll get that going again. Of course, we are kind of in the model year transition now, so you'll start to see the movement to the 19s out there on certain model lines over the next few months, and we'll be getting all the new product out and the freshening of everything. We've got a new Mustang coming. We've got people know about the Ranger and Bronco that are right around the corner now. We've got on the Toyota side some different trim levels on the RAV4, on the Camry, on the Avalon. We have a brand new Avalon. The 19 Avalon is out now, and that's a great vehicle for those people that are looking for a four-door sedan that's really competes almost in the luxury class there, but is just below that in pricing, has all the technology, really comfortable, comes with a sport package now that gives it a great, actually, performance feel, a little bit stiffer handling, or more of a luxury package that comes with a softer ride and a little more traditional for the Toyota Avalon. Also, we got really great selection right now of used cars. We've had a lot of trade-ins, a lot of people bringing their cars by to us to take a look at them. And so you can check all that out online at dungeschoice.com. We've got all the information up there on everything. Internet prices are posted pretty much a lot of times on new vehicles before they even hit the lot. We're notified by the manufacturer they're about to hit, and we'll go ahead and internet price them when they get in our system. And that allows us to kind of show you what's coming in. And you can also see sometimes vehicles that are in our area that are, while I may have a couple hundred new vehicles at any one time, there's obviously probably tens of millions of different buildable variations of the brands and models that we have. So we do a lot of dealer trading and going and finding vehicles for people, whether it's a new or used vehicle. Don't hesitate to get with us on that if you see don't see what you're looking for. That's certainly something we can help you with. I know a lot of people today are doing all this online and starting that process out there. And it's real important for us to help you with that process. We can really make the sales process really quick and easy these days with that. We're seeing a lot of people taking advantage of that, and really it's interesting. Our business is changing. A lot of people are scheduling their deliveries and such. It used to be kind of you'd schedule some time to go car shopping, and now you've done a lot of that work that you used to have to do at the dealership at home and on your phone or tablet. And so a lot of times it can be done really quickly and efficiently. You know, you do want to take the time, though, to really understand your vehicle. A lot of times people are a little impatient to get to drive off, and the truth is, you know, you got a new car there with lots of new technology. You want to get it paired with your phone. You want to set up the communication systems between that. I mean, I think that there's the phones now and the car beginning to really integrate and come together, so you've got systems now where the cars will talk to the manufacturer. If your check engine light comes on, it's going to know. If you have a recall that the manufacturer announces, it can tell you through the car. If maintenance is required, it can communicate that with the dealer and the manufacturer. I think that has a lot of potential going forward. There's usually a step required to kind of turn that on in the delivery process. So if they talk to you about that, ask about it. I mean, we get some people who don't want us to do it just because it's new, I think. But it's one of those things that has tons of potential to really make your experience with your vehicle better. And, in the future, you'll be able to probably just to say, you know, your car tells you, you used to have a sticker that said you need to change your oil, right? And maybe we would contact you. But now you'll come through your car probably just say it's time to change the oil. Do you want to set an appointment to do that? Click yes.
Speaking of that, I need to do
and,
that.
And do it on, you know, you can do it on an app or something on your phone too. It's got a ton of potential. Great technology stuff coming. So you might want to ask about that tomorrow night when you're out at the hot street party
and exactly.
Talking to the our team that's down there.
So what's going on at the truck ranch?
Well, actually, you know, Albert has been sick the last week or so.
Oh, sorry
so we've
to hear
had
about that.
Had other guys down there, and hopefully, Albert, you're listening and getting better. Hopefully, he's recovered by now. I heard he was going to come back to work tomorrow, which is great. We need Albert. He's been the manager down there running it, so we've had people rotating down there, but it's going great. We've got a good inventory of trucks down there. We've had a great start to that business. We're real excited about what's going on down there at the corner at Price Road and Highway 75.
I'm sure you have. And, of course, now with the Brahms open on that side of the road, you get more people turning
got
in that
more
direction.
People going that way, lots of traffic. And there's never been a lack of traffic there. It's, you know, just good having good inventory on the corner seems to make a big difference.
It does, that's for sure.
Yep. So other stuff that's going on, I wanted to let everybody know right now, we do have some service specials going in our Toyota store. We've got the alignment check machine I've talked about before, where you can come in and the vehicle, you know, we've been through winter, now we're getting into summer. Maybe you've hit a pothole or two and you want to know, am I out of alignment? Right there on the service drive now, without putting it on the alignment rack, we can actually attach this equipment to your wheel and know if your vehicle is in alignment without having to put it on a lift. So it saves a lot of time in just checking. You don't know. Maybe you're feeling something different in the steering. What's wrong? I don't know. You know, it's important. It's going to change. You're wearing on your, if that's happening, your tires are probably wearing unevenly at least. Maybe you may have other problems. Mm-hmm. You don't want that to happen. The tires create that, when you brake, when you drive off, that traction, the friction on the tire is so critical, and so the tire wearing is one of those things you really want to watch. That's why we focus on our Tires for Life program so much. But anyway, the alignment special now, you can get that free alignment check and get an $89.95 alignment on our Toyota store. At either one of the stores right now, you can get 10% off any maintenance or repair up to $100. That's not available on the oil change. and a couple other things that are already discounted. But on anything else, you know, if you need an oil change and you want to do a tire rotation, you can take 10% off that. If you need a, you know, air filters, you know, whatever kind of maintenance or, okay. or service work you're looking for. If you're looking for something bigger, you need, you have an air conditioner job or something else that needs repaired, you might want to apply that to that also. And then also we've got an AC special. It's not so important today, perhaps today and tomorrow you might not even need it, it looks like, but
no, but you know, summertime,
but it's right around the corner.
It is officially and, summertime.
So it might be a good time to have it looked at if it wasn't working so well last week.
Yeah.
And anyway, we'll do a $99.95 evac and recharge with a leak check and use dye if necessary to see what's going on with your air conditioner system. And that's only $99.95. And there's always other specials going on in our detail shop and around the dealership. If you want to check it out, you can, like I said, go to the website or give us a call and talk to Tina, who's there to answer the phone most of the time.
You had a nice night last night for a doubleheader at the ballpark.
Oh, Dungeness night was beautiful. We got lucky. The weather spared us and kind of turned out to be a beautiful night, and we had a great crowd down there, and really happy again to help with the Dungeness Indians. It's a great honor to be a part of such a long heritage of baseball in our community.
And that was, you know, that goes back to the history of the family dealership. You know, one of the first things your grandfather did was get hooked up with baseball.
Well, you know, it was so important to his. You know, what got him into the Ford business really was working at a Ford dealership, playing on a sports team for a Ford dealer in the 1920s in rural Oklahoma, and went on to go to college and come back and with his brother purchased that Ford dealership, and then in 1941 we came to Bartlesville, and we've been here ever since. And one of the first things he did was sponsor the American Legion baseball team, and that is so we love to honor that and remember that every year. But that's, you know, that's just another one of those things like we talked about with Troy earlier that we, you know, make us part of the community here. And that's, you know, rather than, you know, I think really rather than spending money on advertising, I'd rather spend it on stuff like a hot street party. So I don't know if that's smart business or not, but
well, I think
you
it
guys
is,
have to prove
I
it
think
out.
It shows
I guess we lasted a few years, yeah, so been, so maybe it's working.
It's been 15, so I think it's okay.
It seems like it's probably going to last at least for a while. You know?
Yeah. I like it.
And it's a fun time, and it's an opportunity for you and the Dungeness family of auto business to be associated with another great organization, actually
yeah,
two
no,
of them.
And,
with,
and really you know, to connect with our customers and mm-hmm. You know, be part of the community. I think that's, you know, one of the neat things about the car business is, you know, we're part of these big, you know, international companies. I mean, it's a huge industry, and mm-hmm. obviously has, you know, a lot going on, and tariffs and trade wars and all this. In the end, it will affect us, I suppose. But, you know, I can't deal with that every day. I've got to deal with my service customers and the 300 phone calls we're going to get and, you know, all that crazy stuff. And anyway, it's a great business, and we love to being part of the community here. And, you know, it's being... Yeah, it is an entrepreneurial business. Like mm-hmm. I said, my grandfather really picked everything up and moved it over here, and you know, that's part of what we do. Stay connected to the community,
and yet, like you said, connected to that larger corporate idea of early on Ford and later Toyota, and he was proud of that letter he got from Henry Ford.
And still, you know, they're great companies. We see the news, Ford's news this week with the train station mm-hmm. in Detroit is mm-hmm. really exciting. And you know, I've got a trip planned later this next month. I'll be going with some Ford dealer friends on a 20 group meeting to Detroit, and they want to have that done, unfortunately. But a great project, and Ford does a lot of great stuff and is a really great partner with us, with the dealers. Toyota's the same way. A couple months ago, I got to visit the new Toyota North American headquarters down near Dallas, and it is outstanding. It's a beautiful facility, and, you know, Toyota and Ford both, you know, continue to invest in America and in us in Bartlesville mm-hmm. and in our communities, and you know, they do support. Toyota helps us every year to support things. This year they've already supported the Price Tower with a gift, and they've helped the the Run the Streets many times, and several organizations they really like, and we like to focus them on. Ford also has helped us through the years with Boys and Girls Club stuff and the Willow Rock Road Race and other great projects that really are part of that heritage, like I said, of rather than wasting it on advertising, we just spend it on stuff like that.
I don't understand it, but it works well. Troy, did you tell me before we went on the air that people can sign up now for the next Leadership Bartlesville class?
Yeah, the applications, they're now accepting applications at the Chamber, so you can check it out at bartlesville.com.
And for those that don't know, how much of a time commitment, mm-hmm. how many times per month, per week,
well,
per year?
Well, it's an average one time a month. And it's for 9 months. So it's like during the school year, yeah. basically. And then we have in August, you have a retreat. So you go for 2 days in a row. But it's just so that you can get to know your other fellow Leadership Bartlesville classmates. And then you graduate in May at the Chamber of Commerce Gala. So it's a really great program. And what's really cool is that each day that you go, you have a specific like theme. So mm-hmm. big business Bartlesville, small business Bartlesville, different things like that. And then there's a luncheon once a month as well. And there's a day at the Capitol. Like mm-hmm. there's different days that are like really that just kind of like open your eyes to Bartlesville and all that it has to offer. So
when is the class filled up this time? When do they need to
I think the application the applications are due in July,
the next few weeks.
So mm-hmm. it's in the next few weeks because it begins in August. Mm-hmm. So they have to do all the interviews and get all that stuff done. And John Kane and Anna Fisher are going to be coordinating it this year. And okay. so it's Anna's first year and John's done it for a couple years. So mm-hmm. it's exciting to see the change of leadership there too. So you guys
do a great job with that. That's actually one of the most challenging things to do in an organization, to sustain it through those succession and leadership changes.
Yeah, and the Leadership Bartlesville, it's funny because the Leadership Bartlesville leadership has come out of young professionals as well. Mm-hmm. John Kane and Lacey Gittinger have been past presidents, as well as now Anna Fisher is right. joining. So it's kind of cool to see the collaboration between the two kind of already has taken place, but mm-hmm. it's becoming more and more coercive. So we're excited about it.
And home to 995 oil change
That's
going
right.
on. Yeah.
That's right, Charlie. Come on out. Check us out at the dungeonschoice.com.
Okay. So again, if you're in the market for a new or new to you car, look at the inventory online, make
that,
an appointment for a test drive. And
internet priced, make an appointment online for an oil change or a test drive.
Thank you very much. Troy, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Brad, of course, and a weekly feature on AM 1400, 93.3 FM, K1, 76 degrees on the first day of summer. For residential and commercial plumbing, call Mason's Plumbing, where serving you is their priority. This is KWON Bartlesville and 93.